Hi, Mr. President. Last pay raise for the Supreme Court was August 14, 1964. 64,
yeah,
right.
So he's okay there.
He's all right on that.
I had to let the cat out of the bag. This may hurt you a little bit, but I told him to Dirksen. He called me up to be very confidential on this, so I told him, ask him what he's going to do, and he said, well, he can't do anything. We just can't cut the mustard. Try it every way in the world we can. We can't put this over. I said, well, what are you going to do after it's over with? Well, you have to see what you do. I said, well, suppose Warren doesn't want to serve. Well, you have to find somebody. I said, well, if we get the right man, could we get him confirmed? He said, you sure could. I said, well, we made Tom Clark resign. You know, he wouldn't serve on the court when Aim Ramsey turned general. We just got 2 or 3 months left. What if he went back up there and became chief? He said, that'd be wonderful. That'd be fine. I said, could you support him? Would you support him? And he said, I sure would. I said, I don't know. I've never mentioned it to him. I haven't talked to anybody, but I don't want to mention it here. I don't know that we'd ever even think of doing it, but we ought to do something like that. We oughtn't to let it be charged Republicans playing politics with the court, because, and you oughtn't to set a precedent that an outgoing president can't name anybody the last 6 or 8 months, or that he can't announce he's not going to run like Truman did or I did in March and still be president. And he said he agreed with that. So that's our problem. I had much rather have Clark on the bench just for myself, with my own pride, than the other fellow. The question is whether the liberal Democrats would feel like it to do anything. We just have to see after this vote, but I thought I would tell you that, because that's the way Dirksen feels. McClellan recommended to me Tom Clark to do it. Withdraw orders when I got him down here, try to keep him from opposing it. I think Russell told me that he would be for Tom Clark. So I think the question, we've got to look at 69 years of age. Of course, that helps him a little bit with the Republicans. They say, well, he might not want to go over 2 or 3 or 4 years, but he would be a bridge. He'd be kind of a mediator. He'd be pulled in to say both sides and be fair. He'll all say he's popular. Different folks I talk to with the country. I think his crime record's showing up. I mean, they think that, you see. I don't even know what it is, but everybody seems to think that his decisions are right. And so I don't see any jealousy, but might be a little from the liberals. I would think the trouble would come from Griffin's trying to just delay things.
Sure.
But Dirksen indicated otherwise. I thought after we got it over and we get Mansfield say nothing for a day or two, and then a day or two later, we could let it soothe a while, maybe about Thursday, Friday, call both of them down here and say, now, here are half a dozen people we could consider. You oughtn't to be